The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Here we go. It's Kingdom Intelligence Report. And it is the week where we bring in the founder, the producer, the publisher, the preacher, the podcaster, the man Ricky Scapero from End Time Headlines. And we got a lot of ground to cover tonight. Let's get into it tonight. Well, I tell you what, the world is going crazy. It seems like every week my mind blows up and explodes, and I'm like, could it get even crazier? And guess what? It does. It gets crazier. Tonight, we're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about what's happening with China. Nobody's talking about China, and we all need to be talking about China because China is slowly behind the scenes getting ready to take Taiwan. I believe it's going to be the catalyst for World War III, or at least the next phase of it. Not to mention all the other things they're doing with AI and robots. We're going to talk about what's happening in our environment, in the world, in the climate. And certainly we're going to talk about the political climate as well with everything that's going on in our elections here in America and abroad. So without further delay, let's bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Ricky Scapero. How's it going, brother?
Where are you hiding all those people in the studio, man?
Hey, man, it's just masses. It's masses. They're everywhere. If you could see on the other side of the camera, brother.
Yeah, man. You got a lot of people in that room clapping and shouting. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. It's good to have you back on the program, the Kingdom Intelligence Report. A lot of stuff going on. Thank God for your channel there, End Time Headlines. If you don't follow End Time Headlines, what's wrong with you, man? You go over there and do it tonight, today, whenever you're watching this. It will be linked directly down below in the description how you can subscribe to everything that Ricky is doing. And then, of course, if you're watching the big picture, we encourage you to subscribe to our channel, watch our channel. If you're watching on Rumble, make sure you follow us on Rumble as well. Show us some love. Hit that like button. Smash that like button. Either channel that you're watching it on, End Time Headlines or the big picture. And whichever one you're watching on, go over to the other channel and subscribe on that channel as well. And let us build both of these families together. So, Ricky, I want to get right into the news tonight. Of course, Sandy and I use your site as one of our sites that we go to get what is happening in the world. And I want to be a little bit heavy tonight, not entirely in this program. We're going to cover the politics of this world. We're going to cover what's going on with our current President Biden, former President Donald Trump. The election is now under 120 days now, just over 100 days away from the time that you're watching this. The Republican convention is about to happen. So we'll get to that, and we'll get to what's going on in the environment, the physical environment of our world. But there is the world of war is heating up, and it just seems like every time you and I meet once a month, it just is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And one of the news items that you have on your website, End Time Headlines, this week is China sends a record number of warplanes across U.S. drone boundary of what is known globally as the Taiwan Strait. I'll zoom this in a little bit for my old eyes here. China sent a record number of warplanes across U.S. drone boundary of the Taiwan Strait, a move that comes as the new president of the archipelago mulls a trip that may include a stop in America. Some 56 aircraft crossed the so-called median line as early as Thursday, the Ministry of National Defense in Taipei said on X social media. So, you know, you've got the article. All you got to do is go to endtimeheadlines.com or .org, and you can read this in entirety. But Ricky, what are you seeing as you follow the news of the world? Is it really happening? Is China preparing as we have seen them threaten, are they going to take Taiwan? And then the second question is, do you think that they have been strategically waiting on the political climate of America to get so caught up like it is now to be able to do this? What's your opinion?
Well, the question would be, why wouldn't they? Think about it. Everything we see on the mainstream media, and when you look and you see the entire Democratic Party imploding on itself, I mean, the headlines are I don't know whether to laugh or cry because they're just so outlandish and ridiculous, and they're all attacking and devouring and biting and tearing each other down. And is Biden going to stay in? Is he going to get out? And who's, I mean, there's so many batters on deck waiting to take the, you know, to take the spot, and they're all fighting over that. So meanwhile, our enemies, howbeit China, is, you know, they've been setting back. And that's the thing about our enemies, whether it be China, North Korea, Iran, Russia, you know, most of these nations, you know, I know a lot of people don't give them a lot of credit. They kind of downplay them, but I think they're patient. They strategize, they wait, they watch, they, let's stick with China. We could go to Russia and we go all this, but since we're talking about China, and you and I have talked about this on other programs that we've done, is China has already, and I'm going to use a biblical term here so we can all understand this. Remember when the two spies went forth to spy out the land to see whether or not it could be taken? Y'all, we all remember that, Joshua and Caleb. China has done this. They have sent, they have literally sent spies into America. They've sent, they've illegally, how many, we don't even know the number of illegal Chinese immigrants that have crossed over the border, and they have worked their way into major cities in America. They're, what are they doing? What nefarious operations and plans and strategies are they putting forth? And I believe, in my opinion, they've all been setting back and they're strategizing, they're waiting. And now think about the political environment that we're in, and we'll probably talk about this more in detail, but they see the weakness of our nation.
Yeah.
The weakness of our leader, the weakness of our president. I mean, the guy can't even form, you know, two paragraphs together, doesn't know what's going on. He, you know, he's the, according to him, he's the first black woman president we've ever had. And it's, I mean, they're sitting back. We laugh at this, but to Larry, to say that I am deeply concerned is an understatement.
Right.
And to answer your question, I'm going to go back to your question. If there was ever a time that China could get away with invading Taiwan without the fear of, you know, this is not a, you know, this isn't an intimidating president towards China that we had in the last term. This is, you know, this presidency is, you know, there, I saw there was a report on their questioning who's going to answer that 2 a.m. call. Is Biden? Because now, you remember, he's come out and said, well, I'm going to start going to bed at what, 8 o'clock at night?
Right.
8 p.m. Eastern. So who's really behind the wheel here?
Well, you know, when that question was given to KJP, it was, you know, who's going to answer that call? Is it Jill Biden? Who is it? And the answer was, well, he has a team of people that will handle that, and then they will wake him up if they need to. Well, we didn't elect a team of people, and that was not the founding fathers of this nation's idea when they instituted the office of a president. It wasn't, they're going to be, they've always known they would have a team. But that call doesn't go to a team and decide, you know, hey, yeah, let's handle this one on our own. Let's respond on our own in his name. Or no, this one deems, yeah, we need to probably wake him up, you know, or let's let him sleep on this one. We got this. And, you know, and I think all of us have known that this has been the case. We've known for a while now. Anybody with any kind of brain would know that he has not been the president for a while. We've all known this. And like you said, we will get into this heavily at the end of the program. So don't go anywhere. Make sure that you stay, because we're going to give our opinions on what we think is going on politically and what is going to happen, maybe a couple of predictions or whatever. But right now, sticking with China, I don't believe Xi is in any way intimidated by our current president. I don't believe Putin is. I don't believe anybody is. And quite frankly, I don't believe Netanyahu, which I don't put him in the same group as the other two, but, you know, keep getting these threats from the president, you know, hey, you need to stop doing this. And Netanyahu is like, hey, man, I'm going to run my country. I don't care what you say. And so when we look at China, China has been sort of stealth supporting Russia when it comes to Ukraine. They have been stealth supporting Iran. meaning stealth in the sense of not stealth and holding back and just limited support. They've been majorly supporting them, but they've been sort of behind the scenes doing it. They've been funding these global wars while they've been circling Taiwan. About 2 or 3 months ago, Sandy and I reported here that they just unilaterally on their own decided to redraw the China Sea. And they made their own map. They submitted it to the United Nations, and they engulfed Taiwan inside their national boundary in the China Sea. They just, on their own, moved the line of what was the national boundary and then what becomes international waters. And where all these decades it's been a line right between China and Taiwan, they just decided to change that. They moved that line on the other side of Taiwan, and they engulfed Taiwan inside their national boundary. So that's what they've been doing. So they now, as your article showed, they are sending more warplanes and drones. They've come out now and said that they basically, on a daily basis, have Taiwan surrounded by drones. And then now, in addition to what is happening in Taiwan, you are reporting on your website that China is now playing war games in Europe. Military exercises begin on the territory of Belarus between the forces of Vladimir Putin's two allies. Belarus, a national ostracized by the West over its support in the invasion of Ukraine, has invited China for drills just a few miles from the border of NATO member Poland. Exercises kicked off officially on Monday, the eve of the transatlantic summit in Washington. Just hours later, it was reported that NATO is expected to label China a decisive enabler of Russia's bloodshed. Major General Vladimir Denensko, chief of the Belarusian Special Operations Command, said in a statement on Telegram, "Events taking place in the world are alarming. The situation is uneasy. Therefore, we are going to practice new forms and methods of performing tactical tasks." So now we have not only China inserting itself into global wars by financial support, by military support, by military equipment support and building of drones and different kinds of things, but yet sort of just staying out officially. Now that you're reporting that they are being invited by Belarus to do war games right on the border of the NATO country of Poland, as we speak here on this Thursday, the nations of NATO are in Washington, D.C. for the 75th anniversary of the creation of NATO. And at the heart, Ricky, and I want you to comment on this, at the heart of what NATO is all about is if you are a member of NATO, part of being in NATO is agreeing that if any NATO nation is attacked, all NATO nations commit to defend that nation militarily. And that's why it's been such a big stickler on whether they were ever going to bring Ukraine into NATO or not, because then they would be obligated to go to war with Russia. Now you have China coming in and doing war games in Belarus, neighboring Poland, which is a NATO member, and further instigating a pulling in of NATO countries, mainly America and the UK and European countries, into global war. So as you report on this, I'm going to put it back up there again. I want to get your comment on what, as you were looking into this and sharing it on your website, China playing war games in Europe, do you feel like, as it is your gut, do you feel like this is a further escalation into what we commonly is known as World War III?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody. Look, Putin knows, you know, that taking America one-on-one, it's, you know, it's controversial, it's speculative, could, you know, who would come out of victory, you know, victorious on that end. But Putin knows that, you know, if he can create an alliance, and this is what he's doing, I call it the Red Dawn Alliance, based on, you and I have talked about, you know, predictive programming several times on several different podcasts, you know, back in the 80s, Red Dawn, everybody, most your audience probably have seen that. Then they repackage it and and it came out again back, 2012 or somewhere around there. But in that movie, it was based on a real life scenario wherein with Russia would not just invade America on its own, but they would come into an alliance with other nations. And now in this case, you know, this is no longer fiction anymore. This is, you remember Russia, they were flexing their muscle. Again, I go back to, they see the weakness of our nation, the weakness of our leadership. And they came right here. They went off right off the coast of Florida. They went to Cuba. And again, this was, I think the last time we got on here, we talked about this. And that was the, this was the closest, or the closest they've done this since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
So Russia was flexing. Now here you have China, and it's basically doing the same thing. In Russia and China, you see this alliance coming together. So think about, look at this scenario that you've got. You got Russia, you've got China, you've got North Korea. We know North Korea, Kim Jong-un and Putin made that alliance, that war alliance, to come together.
Yes.
Now you've got China involved, you got Iran involved. So we literally have you take some pundits on here and they'll say we're already in World War III. We're just right. Not, there may not be missiles flying over and hitting U.S. targets right now, but theoretically we're already there. It's just a matter of who's going to make that crucial mistake? Who's going to flinch first? What's going to be the last spark? Again, very concerning, guys. Something we've got to be in prayer about. I don't see anything, there's pundits that are saying that there's no stopping this thing now, that World War III is like, this is like a freight train that's full steam ahead, going downhill in an ice storm. The brakes have been cut and you can't stop. How are we going to stop this? Look, I know we've got a lot of Trump supporters watching, but God bless him. If he gets in and he can stop this, praise God. But listen, it's a reprieve, but I find it hard to believe, Larry, and I'm going to throw it back to you. Okay. Even if, I'm going to ask you a question, even if Trump, let's say hypothetically, he pulls it off, he wins the election against whoever, God only knows who's going to be the one he goes against, but he pulls it off, he wins the election. He's already said, he said that before he's even elected, I know you saw this, he will put an end to the war with Russia and Ukraine. And even Putin responded to that. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I sure did.
And he respected that. And and I'll let you commentate on that if you want. And so do you see Trump able to extinguish this fire that's, and I'm talking, this World War III blaze that seems to be just the embers of this is just spreading now all across the world. And do you see him able to put this out?
No. No, short answer, no. I mean, simply because you and I are students of Scripture, it's inevitable.
Right.
It's going in that direction, and I don't care who's in the office. You can slow things down. Prayer works. Prayer can shift things. Prayer can delay things. But prayer, even prayer, and this is going to sound a little controversial to hear this, even prayer cannot delay or stop the inevitable prophetic word that God has put in Scripture.
Come on.
That is the bottom line. I mean, if God said it, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. That used to be our old saying, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And then one day I was saying that in our church, and the Lord rebuked me and said, here's the bottom line, son. It don't matter if you believe it or not. If I said it, it's settled. And that's right. So you can believe it. You choose to believe it or not. But if God said it, it's settled, and especially in written Scripture. And in written Scripture, we know there are certain battles and certain wars that are coming. So, whether this is World War III, and there are people who believe, no, it can't be World War III because of what actually World War III means scripturally, I get all that. When you hear Ricky and I talking about World War III, we're not talking about the full-blown World War III inevitability in the fullness of sense. But everything has to have a beginning. And I believe we are in the beginning of it. I believe we are in the beginning stages of it. If you want to define World War III in the purest sense of the definition, it is a world war is when hot, active wars are happening on more than one continent. So the bottom line is we are either there or we are in the precipice of it. So to answer your question about Trump, I believe Trump will his presence alone will slow things down, will cause certain dictators, certain tyrants to not enact their plans with him in office. Because think about it, you know, he was only there for 4 years, but there was no new wars in those 4 years. There just really wasn't. And whether you're a Trump supporter or not, there wasn't. He did not launch any new wars. Well, look where we're at right now. We're in several new wars. And so you can put two and two together and figure out, you know, how we get to four in that answer. I think that one of the things that Trump, when he's talking about, you know, before I'm ever even inaugurated, I'm going to settle this thing in Ukraine. I think what he means is, and I think most people understand what he means, and the reason that Putin responded the way he did, is that he didn't mean that he's going to just all of a sudden say, okay, y'all go back to your corner, you go back to your corner. I think he meant, I'm going to press Zelensky and press Putin to come together at the table and arrange some kind of peace treaty, some kind of negotiated settlement. I don't know if you've seen this, but Zelensky actually just about 2 weeks ago, where he was always saying, I will never negotiate with Putin, is now saying that he is open to negotiations. He is open to some kind of peace. And so I think, you know, you never heard him say that until the debate. When the debate happened, and people, all of a sudden, wasn't it shocking, Ricky, how all of the media, all of these senators, all of a sudden, after one debate performance, realized there might be something wrong here. There might be something wrong. It is a bunch of baloney. It is. Yeah, we are being sold a bill of goods, y'all. They all knew it. The media knew it. They all knew it. And guess what? All these leaders of these countries knew it too. But that what happened was they realized the cat was out of the bag, and more than likely, barring some kind of crazy thing happening, which could happen, Donald Trump is probably going to be the next president of the United States. He is probably going to be the next president of the United States. And I think this is what really scared them, Ricky, is because of that debate performance and because of the polls. You know, the polls are always swayed towards the left. But for them to be showing what they're showing, I think they started looking at the downvotes. I think they started looking at the Senate, losing the Senate, keeping the House, and maybe even gaining the House. They realized this is a disaster. And I think that the world will look at this as a way as well that, you know, okay, this is seeming like it's inevitable. And you and I have talked about this before. If we're going to do anything, we need to do it between now and November. If we're going to do anything, we need to get it done now. And that's why I believe, I will be shocked if this doesn't happen, put it this way, that Xi is going to just say, okay, we're going to do something about Taiwan. We're going to lock something down about Taiwan. Russia is going to do something. Ukraine's going to do something. Iran is going to do something. Hezbollah is going to. We are far, far, far from the end of the escalation globally, because I believe they realize the inevitable is coming. So to answer your question, no, Trump cannot stop it. He could slow it down. If anything, his presence is probably going to cause an escalation of events between now and November.
Right. Well, and here's a double-edged sword. So though he may slow down or bring a reprieve to global conflicts, you and I both know that if he wins the election, all hell's going to break loose here at the state, in the States. We all see that coming, and it doesn't matter who wins, whatever it looks like. We know, you know, and I know people say, well, they said that last time, but think about how the dynamics of this versus, you know, every single year, the level of lawlessness It's just increasing and intensifying. There was an article, you know, today, and I don't want to get all into this, Michael Snyder put up a piece from his website. Authorities are literally losing control of the streets as America's societal collapse accelerates.
Yeah.
So, and this is just on the level of lawlessness that's going on. And then when you mix politics into that, again, we have this powder keg ready to explode. So again, it's, you know, God help us and buckle up, because it's going to get crazy come, you know, I'd say September, October, November, right in those areas. It's going to get very interesting.
Yeah, we did a show the other night. Is a Black Swan event coming? Is a October surprise coming? I think everybody emphatically says yes. You even saw these, you know, these staged. I'm absolutely convinced that they're staged. When you got these guys all dressed with khakis and blue polos and masks, and they're all getting out of U-Hauls and they're waving American flags. I mean, come on, we all know what's happening. They're seeding this thought that the MAGA supporters are getting ready to take over the streets. They don't cover what's already happening to our streets, and it's a powder keg. It's just a powder keg ready, and then we're not trying to stoke any fires here. We're not trying to call for any kind of acts of whatever on this show. We're just speaking the truth here. What people forget is, because it's been 8 years now, but when Donald Trump was elected and sworn in, cities burned. They burned cities. They that was the first time. And then, of course, he lost the election, and then they indicted him with all these things, and the plan was, let's just go ahead and put the nail in the coffin. Let's get finished with him. There's no chance of him ever coming back, and then we'll deal with whatever happens in the election. Well, lo and behold, it flipped on him. So now he's everything they did to him, it caused him to go even higher in popularity. So I'm telling you right now, y'all, I mean, we're not fear-mongering and stoking any kind of fires, but I think with any kind of common sense at all, you know that if that's how they responded the first time he actually surprised everybody and won, and all that they've done to ensure that he's never in the White House again and never taken away our power in the swamp, sort of, you know, you're not going to get a shot at draining us again, thankfully. Oh, wait a minute, he's coming back. Y'all, the whole world. I think the world is more awake to what is probably going to happen in our country than even many people in our country. So, but you know,
well, look what happened in France. Yes. Was it France that just had their elections and they went far left? And that's concerning on two levels. One is, did you see the level of unrest that broke out there? Mm-hmm. There was a piece that said that they're on the brink of civil war there. And then number two is, now that France has gone left, if and when this thing fully blows out, you know, as far as a global war, and let's say we're in conflict with China and Russia, you know, and whoever else is involved, does France have our back now at this point? Or are they going to, you know, are they going to pull away because they don't, you know, they don't see a need, you know, to get involved, and they don't, you know, it's crazy. It's going to be interesting, like I said, and, you know, and some scholars, I don't want to get too far up into this, but some scholars believe that actually World War III, biblically speaking, is, and I don't know your view on this, but some say that if Gog and Magog War, Ezekiel 38:39, is World War III. And I don't know. It's interesting, but consequently, Russia's involved, Turkey's involved, and Iran, three players that are mentioned a lot, are all involved in that war.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know that theory. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm just one of them kind of preachers that's like, you know, I can see the value of multiple different interpretations of Scripture. I don't really know. And I just say it always this way, because a lot of preachers out here on the YouTube world are now post-trib, you know, mid-trib, post-trib, that used to be pre-trib and all this. I don't even care where somebody is on that, but I am emphatically, unapologetically pre-trib. And
come on.
But
there's a remnant.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, y'all can fight the war if you want to. I'll probably be here for the beginning of it, but I'm coming back. I'm going to let him fight the war, and I'm going to be riding a white horse behind him and watch him wipe him out. So that's where I'm at. Y'all can blow him up in the comment section. Go ahead. I can take it. Come on. Exactly. All right. So let's transition here, Ricky, to the environment, what's going on. Of course, we have the earliest major hurricane in hurricane history. Beryl just hit Texas. Major flooding. Death has happened. I mean, 3 million plus now is without power in the wake of that storm. Record heat, no air condition. So, you know, disease is starting. Just horrible things are happening. But in while all that's going on, man, I go to your website and I see today scientists say, or because we started reporting on this and hearing about this, that it could potentially happen, that it was happening. But now scientists are confirming that the Earth's core has actually slowed and maybe moving backwards. We had Stan Day on our show, and he talked about that about a month ago, and people started, I mean, we've had some comments that were laughing at that, but lo and behold, here we are, deep inside Earth,
flat earthers. I'm just saying, they'll laugh at that. Yeah,
exactly. Solid metal ball that rotates independently and spinning on our spinning planet, like a top whirling around inside a bigger top, shrouded in mystery. The inner core has intrigued researchers since it was discovered by Danish seismologists in 1936. Now, part of the trouble is the Earth's deep interior is impossible to observe and sample directly. But seismologists have learned, I've gleaned information from the inner core's motion by examining how waves from large earthquakes that ping the area behave. Now, it goes on to say in this article that the new findings confirm that the changes in the rotational speed follow a 70-year cycle, and which has been done before. We've been arguing about this for 20 years, and I think this nails it. I think we've ended the debate on whether the inner core moves and what's been the pattern for the last couple of decades. Now, it goes on to say that it has slowed down, and multiple scientists are agreeing that it has been slowing down for a while. And now it is being confirmed, or at least not confirmed, but people are saying they have solid evidence that they believe that the inner core of our Earth is reversing now slowly or on the verge of reversing, coupled with, and I don't know how much you've heard about this, many scientists agree that the polar caps are shifting and that the northern pole is now somewhere around Siberia, Russia, and is moving even more. So you've got the inner core reversing. You've got the the pole places shifting. So something is happening to our Earth. What is that? Do you think this is part of what is going on with our climate, things that are happening? What is your research showing you? And what are you feeling about what's about in the midst of all this war stuff, all this politics stuff? What's going on with our climate?
Well, I mean, if you got this, all this happening on Earth, I think it's Romans 8. I think it's travail. I think the Earth, the creation itself, is groaning and travailing. That think about it. If Earth's inner core is the womb of the Earth, my Lord, I got chills from that. Wow. The womb is groaning. The Bible says in Romans 8, all of creation is groaning and anticipating. Come on, the revealing of the sons of God. And that's powerful in itself. So the real question is, number one, I don't equate all of everything, you know, the intensification of hurricanes and storms and heat and all these things. I don't equate all that to climate change and global warming. I know it's a big shock, but I don't equate all that, because I like what one of your guests said the other day. I snuck in every now and then. I watch some of the videos and when I can, if I'm not busy. And I like what he said. He said, if that was true, Why are we getting these events happening on other planets like Mars?
Right.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. What about that? So I don't, you know, I'm not one of these who buys that narrative. So the real question is, if the poles are shifting, if the inner core is reversing, the real question is, how bad is that going to mess up everything we know? And could this be the cause of, I don't know if you've experienced this or not, but others, I'd love to hear people in the chat, but I've heard different people talk about how you go out anymore and things. Now just hang with me. I'm not trying to get all Twilight Zone here, but things just seem weird. Like, you know, the air doesn't feel the same. People are having a hard time. Cognitive reasoning is getting more difficult. Yes. The day, I mean, it's like, we're 7 months into the year. Like what?
Right.
Like things is flying by. It's almost like everything, insects that we used to see that was prevalent, we don't see them anymore. The birds that were once prevalent in our yards. And I get all these emails and messages. I see all these, I read these articles, and it's like the whole world, animals are washing up shore. Sharks mm-hmm. are attacking people that are typically don't attack people, and they're circling in places they don't typically circle. And, and all that, you remember back, all the animals were walking and in circles around the world. Yep. So you got all this weird. Now, think about the consequential, or I'm getting tongue tied here. Think about how ironic that is. Let's just say that here you have the inner core reversing in a mm-hmm. circle, right? And it's rotation. You got animals doing this stuff too. So
you're right on it. And the reality is this, I love what this article goes on to say at the very end. It says, because the spinning of the inner core affects movement of the outer core, inner core rotation is thought to help power Earth's magnetic field. Though more research is required to unravel this precise role, there is still much to be learned about the inner core's overall structure. So the reality is, what it's saying in this article and what you and I both know is, everything you're talking about is the magnetic field of our nation, of our world. So we have the poles, and then we have the magnetic core that is tied to the spinning. And then we have what's happening with our sun. You have major solar activities that are happening with our sun. It's in a huge chaotic cycle right now. And then you have the 70-year cycle of the spinning of the Earth reversing. Then you have the pole shifting. Then you have what you're talking about. All the things are happening with the animals. It is affecting our magnetic core of our Earth, and it is, of course, affecting the animals, because animals navigate by sonar and magnetic fields. They have built in. And, you know, you think about what's happening with the sharks and all this kind of stuff. I mean, they track. God put it in them. That basically built in sonar ability, and they use the magnetic field of the earth to navigate, to hunt, to do these things. It just seems like everything is getting turned upside down. And you and I, before we're anything reporting on news, we're preachers of the gospel. And we look at the gospel, and you see that. You touched on it a while ago. You see the travailing of the earth. You see the moaning and the groaning and the birth pains of the earth. And then you look at the sun, and you look at things that are happening. And then you and I've never really even talked about this, so I'm putting you on the spot here. And whatever your heart is, I want you to speak it. But, you know, there is this, there's a lot of people that truly believe that there is something, some type of planet, whether it be a planet, whether it be a comet or something, is what's known as Planet X, just Nibiru. They've got all kinds of names for it. And I'm by no means an expert on it, but that could be entering into a cycle into our solar system that is affecting our sun, that is affecting the core. You put all that with scripture, and you read about stars falling from heaven. You read about wormwood. You read about all these kind of things, earthquakes in diverse places, volcanoes. Two volcanoes in Spain erupted this week. You have unexpected eruptions happening. These kind of things, when we were kids, when we were young adults, would be the leading news show on the news. I mean, but there's so much chaos in our world. There's so much stuff happening. You're not even hearing reporting about major volcanoes erupting. Mount St. Helens is rumbling again.
Mm-hmm.
Mount St. Helens, y'all, is rumbling again. There are literally scientists, seismologists that are saying Mount St. Helens could erupt again. They're watching it. People that used to work there that have left and go are being brought back to study Mount St. Helens again. To keep a camera on them all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time right now, and we're gonna get into our hearts about the election and so forth, but we're in a chaotic time right now that if you do not have peace in God, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be able to handle it. If you think this is too much to handle now, I tell you what, you have no idea what's coming. Speak to that for just a moment there, Ricky, about what it talks about when Paul is writing, here's the sign of the end times. Jesus talked about earthquakes and pestilence and all the days of Noah, but Paul said perilous times would come as a sign of the times. So,
well, Peter, the apostle Peter talks about and I was thinking about this as he was talking. If you read the epistles of Peter, in one of his letters, he says this current heavens and earth is passing away with great, it talks about a fire. It talks about, if you really study that out in the Greek, it's a renovation. There's going to be a renovating fire that will come. And it says that the heavens and earth will be burned up and the elements thereof. And it says, so what manner of persons ought we to be, knowing that this, and I think this is what's going on, Larry, is this is another sign, Romans 8. We are getting indications. I believe these are the warning, all the warning signals are going off. Remember in that passage in Romans 8 where it says that the earth is travailing and groaning for the revealing of the sons of God. Guys, that is not B'nai Elohim in Genesis talking about the angels of God. That's talking about us, the believers, the manifestations of the sons of God in the earth. So I believe all of creation is now comprehending, understanding, and discerning that, you know what, this current heavens and earth is about to be renovated.
Wow.
And it's falling apart. Everything is, if this was a house, brother, with all of this stuff happening, the reversals and the flipping and the collapsing and the heat, I mean, this house is collapsing. It's falling apart. The roof is coming off. The floors are cracking and buckling. The foundation is starting to crack. You know what that tells me? It's about time to come on. It's time to move out because the new heavens and the new earth is coming. So I want to give you some hope here. I know we're not done yet, but as Brother Larry said here, the answer is, you know, I'm not looking to stay in a broken down society and try to work my way through on my own. I have to be navigated. Come on, if the navigation system of the world fails, you know what? He says, come on, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the light of the life of men. So if there was ever a time, if somebody's watching, listening, we got to stop playing games. This if you're looking to hang on, there's not going to be much to hang on to. This thing is falling apart, brother, and the new heavens and the new earth is getting prepared.
It is, and if you don't have hope in Jesus, you're in trouble. I'm telling you, you're hoping yourself, hoping any other God. There's only one that tells us, there's only one Bible, that only one holy book, put it this way, that is ever really laid out so emphatically accurate as the Word of God, because it's the only true Word of God. And God has told us to get right. God has told us that we are it. We are to be trusted. We are the sons of Issachar. We're supposed to discern the times and know what Israel ought to do. And so I want to discern the times for just a moment here, and I want to pick your brain. I'll give my opinion. I want your opinion. So end time headlines, big picture. Family, wherever you're watching it, go ahead right now. If you hadn't already done it, smash the like button. ETH, big picture, smash the like. If you have not subscribed, subscribe, whichever platform you're watching on, go over to the other person's channel, subscribe there as well. And I do want to tell you that if for the big picture, folks, just a real quick announcement, I want to just let you know that if you're not already a partner with us, we would love to have you be a partner with us because you're enabling us to be on worldwide Christian television as well. Sandy and I have a separate television program that we do. We're now on Faith TV. If you have DirecTV, Faith TV is already there. You can watch us every morning, every Monday morning at 7:30 Central. We are in all over the USA, the UK, as well as the continent of Africa. You can also watch our television program on any smart TV or smart device. So I just want to let you know about that if you didn't already know about that. But I want to pick your brain right now, Ricky, about the election. As we speak today, there is a press conference going on. NATO is in Washington as well. And we are a matter of days away from, at the time of this live recording, of the Republican National Convention. Originally, Trump was going to be sentenced on July the 11th, which is today, and that got pushed back because of the Supreme Court ruling to September. Who knows if he'll even be sentenced now coming out of that. But the reality is this. Nothing has been able to stop it. Trump will be the Republican nominee. So where there was just a few months ago uncertainty of who the Republican nominee was going to actually be because they were thinking he might be in jail or all this kind of stuff.
Right.
There was little to no uncertainty on the Democratic side. And here we are now, it is completely flipped because of one debate performance, supposedly. Now all the world knows what, you know, we all knew for several years now. There is calling for the removal of the democratically elected nominee of the Democratic Party. Overwhelmingly, they voted for Donald Trump, for Joe Biden. Although they keep saying that Donald Trump is a danger to democracy, here we have people saying, you know what, we want to override your vote and replace him. And right now, it is heating up. He is saying he's not going anywhere, but Democratic donors are saying you've got to go. And the only reason they're doing that is because the polls are telling them that they're going to lose. So this is not prophecy, what I'm doing now. This is not us prophesying the Lord told us what was going to happen. I really want to know what Ricky's opinion is. What is your gut telling you is going to happen? Will, in your opinion, Joe Biden, and nobody's going to hold you to this if you're wrong, okay? Will Joe Biden be the nominee against Donald Trump, or do you think they're going to find a way to replace him? And just what's your gut feeling about where this election is going to go?
Well, again, I'm going to say that. I'm going to preference this by saying this. This is not a word from the Lord, but money, look, in politics, money and numbers talk, okay?
Right.
The Democrats are imploding. They're freaking out. They're losing control. They see what's going on. They know that if they don't, if they continue with the leader that they have, they're going to lose. It's inevitable. So they know that. So this is why the numbers are talking. The money, the donors are pulling their money. So, you know, that's why we're seeing this actually implode right before our eyes. Jen Psaki just came out. Former White House secretary, and she is saying the best alternative to replace Biden is Kamala Harris. But here it is. But America is too sexist and racist for that to happen.
Wow.
And, you know, I've seen different interviews and pundits talk about this, and they've said that the only candidate, the only individual who has the potential to defeat Trump is Michelle Obama. Now, everything I have seen personally, and I've had people ask us this on End Time Headlines, Brother Ricky, do you think Michelle Obama is going to put her hat in the race? Now, when you look at interviews with her, she doesn't want anything to do with it. She's saying, I don't want to be a part of this. But again, you and I both know, Larry, and your audience, we're smarter than that. There's a pony show going on. There's a circus going on, just like we talked about, the bait and switch. They all knew. Biden was, he was deteriorating. They knew that, it was weekend at Bernie's. Every time he got up there and did a press conference, they propped him up and, whatever. They knew this. And they probably, what happened is in private, they kept trying to get him and persuade him to step down and step aside, but he wouldn't do it. So they went ahead and let him go. They didn't drug him up. They didn't, pump him up with all kinds of adrenaline and everything else to get him up there like he did at the State of the Union address. So they got him up there with the intent for him to fail so that now they have an excuse and a leg to stand on and substance behind it to say, hey, look what you're doing to our country. Our whole country's at hand. It's for the best interest of our country that you step aside. Now, the real question is, and I'm going to throw it back to you, who's going to be the replacement? Again, like I said earlier, the batting box is full of people on deck, ready to go. Gavin Newsom is, he's got the twinkle in the eye. He's excited, but he's not really being thrown out there. And it's Michelle Obama. So I believe, Michelle Obama, if they know that Michelle Obama is going to be the greatest threat to bring Trump down, the greatest opportunity they have to bring Trump down, I think you're going to see a lot of pressure, even from Obama, even from Barack Obama, to come in and try to get her. And who's to say that she won't come a couple months from now, next month, September, she throws her hat in there. Would any of us be surprised? And then that's going to be massive. If Kamala Harris gets in it, or Kamala Harris, whatever, really, like, have you ever heard her speak? It's like when she speaks, you would think we're all kindergartners. Right. It's embarrassing. I mean, if you think, Biden is bad, I mean, this thing is all messed up. So either way.
Well, Kamala Harris is polled so much lower than Joe Biden in the swing states, yeah, especially. It's in my opinion, I've said this, you just confirmed it, I've said this for months now, I do not care what Michelle Obama says. She is absolutely, because by the way, it doesn't matter what you say. If you're in system, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I did not say that. No, just kidding. But yes, it's all in the live chat right now. Trust me, it's all in the comments on both our shows.
Yeah, I already know.
But the reality is this: it doesn't matter what you say, and it doesn't even matter what you really want or think. If you're in that system, you will do what you are told to do.
That's
it. Or you will be ruined. So the reality is this: if it comes down to it, and they know Michelle Obama is the only one that can beat Donald Trump. And the reality is she is the only one that can beat Donald Trump.
Yes.
And the reality is she would probably beat Donald Trump if she was in it. But will it happen? I don't know. But that I've said all along, that is the preeminent choice. The problem is I think, and you don't know what to believe now, but what you hear, you just automatically, if you hear something on the news, you believe the opposite. But it is almost out of time. It's almost out of time in the sense that, and then you have, I think it's very ironic that you have, the Bible talks about pride, the sin of pride. It will lead to your downfall. And whether you're in the system doing this, what they're telling you what to do or not, Jill Biden and the Biden family are so full of pride. It's very obvious that they have taking advantage, elder abuse. I mean, I am not a supporter of Biden. I am probably as emphatically, diametrically opposed to his policies as you can be. I believe he's done some horrible things to our country. But from a man who lost his mother to Alzheimer's and dementia, and my mother-in-law, my wife's mother as well, in the same year, we've seen the devastating effects of dementia. I lost my grandmother, who was dearest to my heart. I mean, my grandfather, dearest to my heart, and my grandmother both, but my grandfather especially, passed away from Alzheimer's. So it's in my family. Multiple of my aunts and uncles died of Alzheimer's. So it ran in my family till it ran into me in the name of Jesus. But it is many, many people in my family have died of this. And so I understand, and my heart goes out for the elderly side of it and the abuse side of it that is very obvious to us. But why is that happening? That is happening because pride. They don't want to be that don't want that to be their legacy, that they had to step down because of this.
Yeah.
They don't want to give up the prestige. She loves, basically, she is the president. Joe Biden is the president. She's telling them what to do, telling them where to go. And so how ironic it would be that we would get to this and the system that put him in office would not be able to remove him, because inside their system rules is he has to be the one to say it's over. And so I don't know if he knows whether it's over or whether he's even still president most of the time, but she does. And so I think as we go into that convention, the biggest obstacle to them being to them replacing him is going to be the Biden family. And they're not going to go peacefully into the night. It's hard to believe, brother. Right. We are at the end of the program.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
goodness, what a great, great program. I want you to know there's one more big thing I want to tell you. But before we do that, I want to show you this right here. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
Would you like to help us build the Big Picture family? We're on a mission to wake up the world to what is really going on. All you have to do is go to our website at LarryRaglin.com and make a one-time gift, or you can become a monthly partner. Any amount is a blessing and an encouragement to us. While you're there, make sure you get a copy of our book, I See Greatness in You. Browse our merchandise store, connect with us on our social media links, and join our mailing list. We appreciate it. And remember, we ain't woke, but we are certainly awake.
Yes, 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 we are certainly awake. And I want to remind everybody that if you're not already going to the website, make sure that you go to Ricky's website, endtimeheadlines.org, and you'll see breaking news throughout the day. All of his podcasts are there. We just love you, brother, and we just appreciate all that you do. Thank you for being a guest on the Kingdom Intelligence Report. Thank you for being on the cutting edge of Watchmen on the Wall. Parting thoughts as we, the next time we talk, you know, we'll be into August. And wow, it's going to be heavy, heavy. They don't tell them what's going to happen between now and then. So final thoughts.
Well, first of all, thank you again. It's always an honor to come onto your program. We love you and Sandy. We love the Big Picture audience, the Kingdom Intelligence Report, all of the other guests that you come on. I love being with other kingdom-minded men of God. And second, you know, I'll tell the Big Picture audience what I tell the End Time Headlines audience, and that is, it's imperative that we just stay in the Word. We stay in Him.
Yes.
Be rooted and established in Him. Be in prayer. Be in, you know, get those devotionals in, because you know when. Again, and Isaiah says, I'll keep that man in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Don't let it stay upon the negativity and on the news and the chaos and everything that's going around. Because if you do that, you're going to have some anxiety and fear and worry and all their brothers and sisters that come with that. But if you keep your mind upon him, what does he say, Larry? I'll keep that man in perfect peace. Amen. So that's my closing thoughts.
Well, thank you, Ricky. Thank you so much. Bless your family. Bless all that you do. And thank you for being with us on The Big Picture and the Kingdom Intelligence Report. And I want to especially thank everybody that is watching from YouTube, Rumble, or wherever you're seeing this platform. Smash the like button, follow, subscribe, both channels. We love you. We'll see you next time. We always want to remind you, we ain't woke, but we are certainly awake. God bless. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.